News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
The government has asked the HSE for a report on e-scooter injuries in response to a surge in serious injuries to children linked to those particular devices. But how are other countries dealing with the problem? And are regulations more lax here? Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and independent motoring expert for Car Zones, with us. Morning, Conor.
Morning, Jonathan. Hi.
The Irish approach is a little bit lax. You don't really need to have a licence. They're not insured. You don't need to wear a helmet. And I think that a trip to the intensive care unit in Temple Street would be a sobering reminder of how lax we are.
Yeah, well, actually, we're a bit of a middle case, Jonathan. There are European countries where the laws are much stricter. Spain, for example, Germany, for example. There are also European countries where the rules are more lax. Like other European countries, we've just been making it up as we go along, really. The technology is relatively recent, so we're devising laws to deal with it. And like everywhere else in Europe, we settled on a governed limit of 20 km/h, for example. We don't allow their use on public roads by minors. So a couple of things I'd say, Jonathan. Firstly, yeah, we are going to have to figure out exactly how we want to license and permit e-scooters. But the point that we have at the moment is we have existing law to cover those bad behaviours. And I know I was looking at the Temple Street report last week, and you know, clearly children are being injured off these devices. The ER physicians are seeing them. But they're not supposed to use them in the first instance. So I don't know that we necessarily need to get tougher with the laws that we've got, but we do need to make sure that we enforce them. I mean, I saw an e-scooter rider the other day, no helmet, looked about 12 years of age, you know, mounting a footpath and zipping into a shopping centre. Half a dozen laws were broken there already, Jonathan, and we don't really need to re-ink them on the statute books. We need to make sure that when we have a law in the statute books, it actually matters on the street. And that, I think, is the problem for us.
Yeah, but how about a basic communications message as well? As you say, these are new. People are taking them on. When something new is introduced, people will probably use them badly. We'd all drive our cars safely because we are told of the risks. Nobody's talking about the risks of e-scooters, except maybe news items of young fellas ending up in hospital.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair point. I don't think you want to over-engineer the solution, though. Look, they have the potential to be really, really helpful, Jonathan. A beautiful sunny day today, but come November, we'll be talking about traffic congestion again in Cork, in Dublin, in Limerick. And things like e-scooters have the potential to be really, really helpful there. If they're used properly, they're a great technology. What do we do about people using them recklessly, about people giving them to their children, about kids using them? There's a scourge at the moment. They can be very easily chipped, a lot of them. They can be very easily modified so that they go away faster than their 20 km/h. So there's a fair few things that we've already legislated against. We just don't seem to be able to stop happening on the streets. And I think government will have to get a bit creative on this. I think we will have to find solutions because, as I say, you couldn't read the Temple Street report last week without being sobered by what it was finding. Youngsters are being hurt off e-scooters in significant numbers. What are we going to do about it?
Okay, Conor Faulkner, thanks very much for that, Conor.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.